to get.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday, and you know what that means. Wayne Allen Root. You hear him every afternoon on his nationally syndicated show, 3 till 6, along the Nevada Talk Network. He is Wayne Allen Root, and he joins us. Wayne, first of all, I got to get to a piece of news from a couple of days ago. The Culinary Union had what they called a parade down Las Vegas Boulevard. Gosh, it sounded eerily familiar to something you did, what, about 2 weeks ago?
Actually, mine was a month ago at this point.
Was
you know,
it
that,
really?
It, time flies. Time flies. But it was an exact copy of what I did. The only difference was that the Culinary Union is a union with, what, 100,000 members, 200,000 members? And they literally put a gun to people's head and say, you got to show up to show our strength. And it's all about us making more money. If you show our strength, we're going to make more money. We're going to get you more benefits. So it's so easy to get laid off employees who have nothing to do to show up when you put a gun to their head and you tell them it's their benefit because the union will demand more money and more benefits. And so they got them to show up. Wayne Root, I just went on the radio and said, rally next Friday, no promotion. Just every day I said, once or twice a show, rally next Friday, show up at the Premium Mall outlets. And when I got there, I had no staff, no promotion, no money spent, no gun to anyone's head, no benefit to anyone that they know they're getting more union benefits. And when I showed up, there were thousands and thousands of people. We estimate 8,000 to 10,000. We think about 2,000 cars. Every person I spoke to said the number that was printed in the RJ was a complete lie. They said the police said 986 cars. There were 2,000 cars in that lot, and there were hundreds of cars on the streets lining around Las Vegas Boulevard and the side streets because they couldn't even get in the lot. We had 10,000 people in 2,500 cars easily. I've got the videos to prove it. So the Culinary Union copied me. Whether they even got the same 10,000 as me, I have no idea. But, boy, is it easy to be a union leader and ask people to show up.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've always said that union folks can get a crowd on any street corner in America in about 2 minutes.
Exactly.
And that's just the nature of the beast.
Hey, let me jump in just to mention to you something that was bothering me this morning. The greatest scam in world history has got to be voter ID and the fact that Democrats say it's racism. And the reason I bring it up is I just wanted to mention there's all kinds of news out there that now when you go to a restaurant, and I haven't been yet to any of the restaurants because I have a list of maybe 20 of my favorite restaurants, not one of them has opened up yet. Even though it was legal to open up, they're opening up really slowly. So the ones that are open just don't happen to be my my cup of tea. So I haven't been out to eat yet. But I heard that certainly in California, I don't know about Nevada, but I heard maybe everywhere there's a rule in place that now when you show up to work, there's got to be an employee who does nothing more than goes up to every person and gets your contact information, your name, your address, and your phone number. In case you get sick, they want to be able to trace every single person that you've come in contact with. So I just got to laugh that now it's okay for a stranger in a restaurant to walk up to you and ask you for all your personal information, and you've never met them in your life. You don't know what they're going to do with it, and this is for permission by the government to eat a meal. But if I ask you to show your freaking driver's license, take it out of your stupid wallet, put it in your hand, and show it to me in order to vote, the most easy thing in the world for anyone to do, Democrats call that racism. Don't you find that odd?
Yeah, yeah. But the other issue that worries me maybe more than that is this contact tracing, which to me is a huge, huge invasion of privacy, going to your smartphone and being able to say, well, was he in contact with anybody that might have had the virus? And they know where you've been, where you're going, that kind of thing. Does that worry you from a privacy standpoint?
All this stuff worries me. All of it's hypocritical. All of it's ludicrous. All of it's, just weird and bizarre the way the media treats people. You know, keep in mind, even like the wall, everyone's so mad at a wall. They don't want a wall. Democrats don't want a wall. Do you have any idea what comes over open borders? Sick people, millions of sick people with diseases that know that Democrats want to let them in. They won't call it illegal. They won't even ticket them, let alone arrest them, if a Democrat becomes president. And how about this? They'll all get free health insurance. So every sick person in the world, every infected coronavirus person in the world, every cancer victim in the world, every diabetic in the world, everyone in the world who had a stroke will drag their grandmother, grandpa, and 82 dependents across the American border to infect our country and to put all the bills on us and bankrupt us. And that doesn't bother liberals in any way, shape, or form. But God forbid you walk in a restaurant to have a meal. They want masks. They want spit guards. They want plexiglass up, a wall between you and the cashier, a wall between you and the banker, plexiglass everywhere now, a wall at the casino table to play blackjack. There's a plexiglass wall between each seat. Everything for liberals is now a wall to prevent coronavirus, but at the border, let every infected person in the world in. Is anyone but me seeing this and going, these people are mentally ill, and they're a danger to all of us?
Wayne Allen Root joining us. You hear him 3 hours every day from 3 until 6 on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations and across the country on USA Radio. I want to ask you about this decision, a court decision in Wisconsin that essentially throws out their governor's stay-at-home order. Are we going to see more of that? Are we going to see more of that here in Nevada maybe?
Yeah, I hope. I think so. I think this should be, I know there are lawsuits filed, class action lawsuits filed on behalf of small business in almost every state, and I know there's been one filed in Nevada. And so, I just think all of this is very obvious to me. Governors are literally breaking our civil rights every single day. They're breaking the United States Constitution, and they have no right to ever tell anyone, forget about locking down your home. The one that's a clear issue is you can't tell a business to close and the people in it can't make a living. And you say, Wayne, it's a medical emergency, and they have a right to do that. Well, no. They have a right to treat everybody the same. How would liberals react if I said black kids can go to school, it's okay, but they got to go to a black school? Wasn't that called separate but equal?
Yeah.
Wasn't that thrown out? So if you say Costco can open, and you say banks can open, and you say gas stations can open, then you got to allow me to open under the exact same terms as Costco. If Costco can open with masks and social distancing, then I'm going to open with masks and social distancing. And the gal in Dallas did it right. Tell the governor, tell the people who are in charge to go screw themselves and open your business and dare them to arrest you, and you'll probably raise $500,000 in a GoFundMe account, and you'll wind up winning in court. And they can't stop you from opening. You know who else did that? The owner of Tesla, Elon Musk. They said you can't open your manufacturing facility in Alameda County California. And Elon Musk said, screw you. I dare you to stop me. And if you arrest any of my employees, arrest me. I'm the only one who should be arrested. It's my decision. And Alameda County and the state of California backed down and allowed him to open. You know, of course, he's a multi-billionaire, and they didn't want to fight him in court. But the girl in Dallas, they tried to send to prison. I noticed she got out. The Supreme Court of Texas took her side. The governor took her side. The lieutenant governor took her side. The attorney general took her side. And the people of America took her side and donated $500,000 to her GoFundMe account. So I just think the issue here is every businessman or woman in America should all open up at the same time and put a big giant middle finger in front of their store, a big plastic middle finger aimed at the government, and screw it, you can't arrest us all. And by the way, you can't win in court by arresting a legal, honest American citizen who's a taxpayer, who owns a business, who employs people, and then tell me you did that in the middle of a sanctuary city, which Vegas is. You don't arrest illegals. You won't hand illegals over to ICE who commit serious crimes. You protect them. They're a privileged class, but you arrest honest taxpayers who want to open their business to earn a living. I say all of us have to open at the same time and give a middle finger to every single governor and mayor, Democrat governor and mayor in this country. Screw you. You're not touching me. You won't touch an illegal, then you're not touching me.
Has the president made a mistake in allowing governors the autonomy of essentially giving us 50 solutions to this problem?
It's a really good question, Kevin. You pose a really good question, and it's a really tough answer. Yes and no. He had no choice. America is a states' rights nation. Okay, so you're supposed to, each state is supposed to have rights, and that governor should have rights. And the issue is, you know, if this was about any other issue that offended liberals, and a conservative said states' rights, the governor can decide what he wants. Liberals scream states' rights is racism. States' rights is wrong. Well, now they're defending states' rights as if they have a right to lock down the economy forever. And so it's a really tough question. They're a bunch of hypocrites, and it is a state's rights issue, so the governors do have a right to make decisions, but there's a way to defeat the governors. Okay, and I did this the other day on a great Andrea Key's San Diego conservative talk show. She said, Wayne, what would you do to force the governor's hand? I said, well, you know, it is state's rights. Governors have a right to decide what to do in their own state, just as mayors do in their own city. Everyone's got rights, but they all are like, you know, welfare addicts or drug addicts who need a fix. They all rely on money from the federal government. So you can do what you want, but I'm going to cut off your money. So all Trump has to do is say, anyone who wants federal money to continue has to open up their economy. And if you don't open up the economy, I won't stop you because I believe in states' rights. I'm going to cut off all your federal funding. And so I think at that point they're all going to reopen. Number two, I got a second billy club. Number two is they all want a bailout. Now, I don't want to give anyone a bailout. I think that's a huge mistake in many ways, but I think a bailout could be used as a weapon to save America. I think we should put together a bailout, and it'll be given by the president only to the states that A, end all sanctuary cities, and B, start handing over all the criminal ties, and C, restructure government employee pensions. Okay? Outside of heroes like policemen and firemen, we give way too much money to janitors and secretaries and politicians and government bureaucrats. Way too much money. And so we've got to change the pension system before every state in America implodes and goes bankrupt. And we've got to structure it so that they're putting money in for their retirement, not just putting in zero and the taxpayers put all the money in and they have no risk. The whole thing is ridiculous. We got to totally change the way pensions are paid out for government employees. And we got to end sanctuary cities, and we got to reopen the economy. So if you do all three, you get government funding. If you don't, you don't, you get cut off. That's a way to change behavior and maybe save America in the future.
So the $3 trillion Nancy Pelosi proposal that just came out the other day, are you dead set against it, or is it a matter of should we scale it down? Should we take it out of the hands of the progressives? What about it?
Well, first of all, it can't pass. If Republicans stand firm against it, it's going nowhere. The Senate won't allow one penny. We don't need another bailout for states and cities unless, like I said, you were to structure it so they end sanctuary cities and restructure government employee pensions and reopen their economy. Being that Nancy Pelosi will never allow those three strings to be attached to any government money, then you just kill the entire new stimulus she's proposing, which is awful and which has all kinds of poison pills in it anyway, including basically an end to voter ID. I don't even think we have voter ID, but there's a few states where they actually do ask for ID before you vote. She wants to end that too, and she wants to include all kinds of giveaways to illegal aliens. So, I mean, Nancy Pelosi's bill is dead in the water. Kill it. You know, stab it like you're stabbing a vampire in the heart.
In a final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about the unmasking. I want to talk about the names that were released, like Joe Biden and others. Is there going to be more of this from John Durham's report? And if so, do you think people will go to jail from that?
You know, I have no inside scoop, Kevin, so it's not like I'm telling you I know. You know, Durham is a friend of mine. I know what's happening. No, I don't know. It's all being kept in complete silence. Anyone who tells you they know is a liar. Nobody knows. Durham isn't speaking to anybody, and there's no leaks going on. So I don't know what's going to happen. I know what I want to happen. I think it's clear this is the biggest crime in the history of America. The media knows it. Liberals know it. Lots of people could go to prison. Important people. Clapper, Brennan, the head of the FBI, Comey, the number two man who then became the deputy director of the FBI who became the acting director, McCabe, Strzok, all the top FBI, hierarchy could and should all go to prison. It's very clear what they did, but it's also clear they all did the bidding at the behest of the President of the United States and his vice president. Obama and Biden should go to prison. Will they ever? I doubt it. I don't think it's possible you're going to see people with the ball to prosecute the President of the United States and the guy who wants to be the next President of the United States. But they're both guilty as sin, and it's very clear Biden and Obama both deserve prison terms for this. They committed something, an atrocity, so much worse than Watergate. This is such a terrible violation of the United States Constitution. They just decided they didn't like Trump. They had to stop him from winning. Once he won, they had to kick him out of office and put together a coup, and they did it through spying, and they did it through going after Mike Flynn and many other Papadopoulos, many other people who did nothing wrong. They set him up to destroy them. And I've known this for years, and I've been writing about this for years. I coined the phrase Obamagate. Trump just started using it the other day. I coined it 3 years ago in the RJ. 3 years ago, the title of my column was Obamagate. And it was all about all of this, that this is the most corrupt administration in history, the Obama administration. They call themselves the most transparent. They're a bunch of crooks and thieves, and I believe it was all set up to siphon money from foreign governments and foreign aid. It's extortion. You know, the U.S. government was extorting money, part of every deal, every foreign aid package, through Biden and Kerry and Hillary Clinton, in my opinion. And they were all using the money. They were sending it to the Clinton Foundation. I said from day one, the Clinton Foundation's only goal, only use, was to siphon foreign money without American authorities seeing anything because it's based offshore. And that's what they used as their conduit to steal billions in foreign aid and extorted money from foreign governments, and it was all ordered by Obama. He got a piece of every dollar.
Hey,
I'm
Wayne,
a common sense guy. I'm telling you, that's what happened.
Hey, Wayne, we got to run. If folks want to find out where you are, what you're doing, where you're writing, where can they go?
Of course, RootForAmerica.com is my website. And then, of course, you can hear me every afternoon, 3 to 6, here on KBET 90 AM.
Sounds good, man. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon. Wayne Allen Root joining us as he does every Thursday, live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. And that's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now. He's waiting to take your call. 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates. And by the way, you want to talk about people that are suing the governor. Craig Mueller, I think, fits into that. He was in with us, I guess, a week ago, and he's filed a suit for a lady that owns, I guess, a salon in Mesquite, I think. Pahrump, maybe. But it was Knight County, essentially. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, we're going to talk about your pain at the top of the hour, your chronic pain. All that and more coming up live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed, with the Dow pairing from bigger losses in afternoon trading and nearly 3 million laid-off workers applying for unemployment benefits last week as the coronavirus pandemic led more companies to slash jobs. More than 36 million people have now filed for jobless benefits in the past couple of months. And shares of network equipment giant Cisco Systems jumping 5% after the company posted revenue that beat Wall Street expectations and also gave an upbeat current quarter forecast as it benefited benefits from an increase in remote work. And CVS will be opening a dozen new coronavirus testing sites in pharmacy drive-thrus across Connecticut on Friday. More test sites are coming in the next couple of weeks, with 51 locations planned in Arizona, Florida, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. The company expects to have 1,000 testing sites by the end of May. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
A warning before a House committee from a scientist who says he was removed as head of the Federal Vaccine Agency for disagreements with the Trump administration over its pandemic response, such as shortages of medical supplies.
I pushed that forward to the highest levels I could in HHS and got no response. From that moment, I knew that we were going to have a crisis for our healthcare workers.
Also warning the U.S. lacks a plan once we get a vaccine. President Trump calling Bright, who'd filled out a whistleblower complaint, a disgruntled employee. And the chair of the Senate Intel Committee temporarily steps aside at the end of the week as the FBI probes some of his stock trades. Republican Senator Richard Burr denying any wrongdoing, saying he relied on news reports. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
Is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I got a question for you. Do you or a member of your family, or maybe somebody you go to church with when we're able to go to church, do you suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make that pain go away? Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At Pipcoa, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain for about 6-8 months. It was just horrible. I couldn't even tuck my shirt in and back. I couldn't reach out the window of my car to get an ATM deposit. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact Pipcoa. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injuries, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with that chronic pain anymore. You've carried it around with you for a long time, haven't you? Make the pain go away. Call Pipcoa, 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. Pipcoa, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. In fact, they even worked on Mark Hoke, our executive producer. We'll get more on that coming up at the top of the hour. I want to open up our phone lines because we are being confronted now with a court in Wisconsin which has ruled against their governor and essentially has invalidated his stay-at-home orders. And you know what they're doing right now in Milwaukee? In Racine, all across the, Wauwatosa, Baraboo, all across Wisconsin, they're sitting in pubs right now having a brewski, celebrating the slaves being freed. And now the question is, do we need to organize something like that here in Nevada? Do we need to stand up to the governor and say these stay-at-home orders just don't work? Phase one, phase two, doesn't matter. I'm going to find out what you think. Because what we may need is a movement similar to what Wayne did when thousands of you came down to the Strip and protested all the way to the Grant Sawyer building. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, if you think this thing is worth taking to the streets, getting into a court, and essentially allowing the courts to invalidate yet another stay-at-home order. This one from Governor Sisolak. Now, I don't know about you, I see problems ahead because businesses like restaurants that operate on a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6% profit margin, you don't have to be a genius to realize that if you cut capacity in a restaurant by 50% and their margin is 4 or 6%, they can't make money. They're going to lose money just by opening the doors. There is an inherent problem. And thank God Governor Sisolak made this 50% of capacity and not 25% as in some states. Some states are going with 25% capacity. Well, you want to talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, and by the way, all this stuff about, well, we need to bend the curve. You keep adding the number of tests. You keep increasing the number of tests. You are going to increase the positives, the positive tests that come back positive for the coronavirus. It's inevitable. I've been saying that for weeks, maybe a month. when the governor first said, "Well, we're going to watch and see if we can bend that that curve down," and 14 straight days of I'm like, no. The more you test, the more positives you will find. It's just a matter of time. But I want to find out from you if it's time to organize and time to get out there and actually start going to court and take this governor to court and get this stay-at-home order removed and all the regulations that go with it. We have given up so much freedom. And now the question is it going to be worth it to invalidate this Governor Sisolak, what I call the Sisolak shutdown, which, by the way, we are a long ways from undoing. Yeah, you can go. I was just checking Sports Clips where I go. Get my hair cut. And they've got 90-minute wait. They had four-hour waits the other day. And all because they're down to just four stylists. They can only use four chairs. You tell me if this makes sense. So you can end up getting your hair cut, and you can get your nails done, and you can get a pedicure, but you can't get a massage. Picking winners and losers. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you first to the Coachella Valley. Take you to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I think you're absolutely right. We need to take this to the streets. People are tired. I don't know if you heard, but these tests are pretty faulty, and I have no faith in them because there's been reports of this African doctor from Tanzania that he pretty much tested goats and papayas, and they came back positive.
Wow. Well, and again, the tests themselves, Mike, they're finding there's a 15% error rate. 15% is a lot of percent. I'm just going to tell you. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to Gary. Gary is in Las Vegas, and he's standing by. Hi, Gary. You're up, and you're on Live and Local now. What do you think of this?
Good morning, Kevin. This is what I think. I think some casinos should have enough guts and be real Americans and stop being afraid of everything and stop being afraid of our naked governor who has no clothes on. Invite the police and invite the National Guard to come down and get $100 free play and open up the
floor. Whoops. You got to speak into your phone because we're losing you.
Lou, I'm sorry. You can't hear me.
Oh, now I can hear you perfectly.
I wish I was a casino opener because I'd be like Elon Musk. I would say $100 free play for all the police officers and all the National Guard. Come to the door. Don't need no mask. Don't need nothing. Just come down here and we're going to party your asses off. Period. That's it. The hell with the governor.
Can I tell you? I love that idea. The problem is you got the gaming board that governs everything you do. And now it's the gaming board that is going to give you the green light to open or not open, whether you
are they Democrats or Republicans? Are they Democrats or are they just a bunch of scaredy cats and looking to screw up the whole economy so Trump loses the election? And I'm not running from no virus. In fact, I will volunteer myself, 64, going on 65. Expose me to someone with the virus. I'm just curious what will happen to me because for some reason nothing happens to me except I just keep existing. We used to talk many months ago, you and I.
Yep, I remember it well. I remember it well. Gary, thank you, man. Nah, Gary's... Boy, I haven't heard from Gary in ages. I mean, it's got to be a year? 2 years? I mean, we've been doing it here for 5 years. No, but... No, Gary, long time caller. Long-time listener. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. We're trying to gauge here. You heard about the story in Wisconsin where a judge has invalidated their stay-at-home order and essentially a slap in the face to their governor. Now the question is this something that needs to spread to other states, like maybe Nevada? like maybe the People's Republic of California? Did you know that in Los Angeles County, they have extended the stay-at-home order? 3 months? 3 months. We'll see what you think coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We've got two lines open, so if you want to seize one of them now, you can. Get to more of your calls coming up live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Steven Silberkraus, is running for University Regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Steven Silberkraus, for University Regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Steven Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. And by the way, they repair bikes curbside. So check it out. Las Vegas Cyclery also has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen those? The electric bikes? For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I want to go to the audio sound bites, because one of the things that I can't stand is politicians that lie. Adam Schiff now has been proven to have lied to the American people. The president, did you see what the president said yesterday? And by the way, the president's going to be in about 20 minutes in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Allentown, PA. But he called out Joe Biden for lying about his unmasking activities. Remember, just in the last 24, 48 hours, they have ID'd those who tried to unmask. Samantha Powers, the former vice president. And it now turns out that the president at the time, Barack Obama, knew of all this going on. He had been briefed on it. So to say that, well, I don't really know, it's just patently false. But let's go to cut four real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the top of the hour. President Trump calling out Joe Biden for lying about his unmasking activities. Here it is.
Well, the unmasking is a massive, it's a massive thing. It's, I just got a list. It's, who can believe a thing like this? And I watched Biden yesterday on Good Morning America being interviewed by one of your colleagues, George Stephanopoulos, and he said he knew nothing about anything. He has no idea. He knows nothing about anything. Nothing at all. And then it gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers? It's one of the very big stories, and I suspect you'll have, if it's possible, even bigger stories coming out.
That was the president yesterday, essentially dressing down the former Vice President Joe Biden, who obviously has been caught in a lie. He and Adam Schiff and others have all been caught in a lie. And now we're finding out on this unmasking, and supposedly there's going to be more of that coming down from John Durham, the inspector general who's coming up with a report. By the way, I want to go back to the lockdowns that are going on now. We have the court judge in Wisconsin who has invalidated the governor's stay-at-home order. So people are opening their bars and restaurants, and they're serving. People are partying. They've been freed. And Brett Baer, I don't know if you caught Brett Baer. He was on with Ed Henry on Fox, a Fox News channel. Brett Baer discussing lockdowns being unsustainable. Yeah. This was Brett Baer and Ed Henry yesterday.
So the governor defended Gavin Newsom, obviously a Democratic governor, defended everything that he's doing right now. But it's interesting because yesterday after the Fauci testimony, you also had the mayor in L.A. saying, look, L.A. County is now extending stay-at-home orders for 3 more months. So you heard that salon owner in California saying, look, we were told to flatten the curve. We've done that. And now you get 3 more months, stay at home.
It's unsustainable for some of these businesses, and they're making their feelings clear. This is not a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal thing. This is livelihood, dealing with concerns about being scared about the health crisis, but also livelihood and how you're going to put food on the table for your family. And that's not, you know, the political decision. That has to be a policy decision based on facts. Yeah, I think there's going to be more and more of this bubbling up of businesses in different states saying, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it because you're not giving, you know, you can't give, the federal government can't give me enough stimulus money to sustain me for a year.
Yeah.
And you're looking at a shutdown or shelter in place order potentially that lasts 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. And finally, to your point about trying to get this beyond politics, You had Matthew McConaughey on last night. The actor is saying, look, I saw it. He said, we got to get people together. This is a virus that's not attacking just Democrats or Republicans.
I thought it was a great message. It was fun to have him on, obviously. But he's got these great PSAs that I think he's trying to unite Americans around fighting the virus and not fighting each other. I think it's a great message. It is a tough message, especially in a political year.
That was Brett Baer yesterday on Fox News Channel. Now, and by the way, that makes a lot of sense. That it is unsustainable for a lot of these business owners. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're next, and you're in Henderson. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Could you take an unsolicited opinion?
Yes.
Okay. The elections are right around the corner. I'm still not too familiar with any of these people, especially the judges. Maybe if you could have more talk about them, maybe throw Megan Barth into the mix and get her on with you and discuss some of the pros and cons about these people, especially the judges, and maybe go easy on what's going on in California, New York, and pedicures, first meals out, and massages.
Good point. Good point. Touche. I accept that. I accept that. The problem is that what goes on elsewhere impacts what happens here. Governor Sisolak is clearly a fan of Andrew Cuomo. So when stuff happens there, it usually takes a while to trickle down to us, but it does eventually get down to us. And by the way, that Matthew McConaughey, I didn't have time to get it in yesterday. It happened like two nights ago with Brett Baer, but it was just classic. And the guy made sense. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if the guy's a big lib or a big conservative. I've never tracked Matthew McConaughey. I just never have. I love his acting. I think he's a great actor. Whoa, great actor. But I've never had a chance to track him. One thing we're going to do in our next hour is we're going to see if you want a $2,000 check from the government. That's part of the $3 trillion package being presented by Nancy Pelosi. It's just amazing. $3 trillion, which would include $2,000 payments to every American. What do you think of that? That's not bad. Also coming up, we're going to talk about your chronic pain with a business here in Southern Nevada that is making a big, big difference for people. Summer Alger from PIBCOA will join us coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.